On that note, why don't we listen to a track from this CD so we can we can hear the drums. Feeling a little left out.
What are we going to do
So what do you recommend?
How about The Lovely People, track number four.
All right.
That does have a pretty rocking drum part.
Yeah.
My guest is Sabrosa Purr. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. We're back on Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Sabrosa Purr. So, as is the nature of music, the music industry anyway, people are going to try to categorize you. Are you a hard rock band?
I don't have any idea.
I think we're an easy rock band.
Are you any specific thing that's pitchable in that way?
Everybody wants to be an indie rock band now, right? That's the cool thing
to be.
It's
like alternative.
I just wanted to point out that there's that big issue, the LA Weekly, about the indie rock scene in LA 2006 and how great it is. And there's a lot of awesome bands in town, and it is really a good time for that. But I think that the name indie rock implies what? Independence. And did you notice that, like, at least half the bands they talked about were on major labels?
So it's sort of like they're describing a sound that's...
It's just another cool thing that's been co-opted and sort of... And it's nothing against the bands, because I think that they're good bands and they should be supported and their music should be out there. But I just think it... Like when you asked earlier, what do you think the general music public thinks about whatever? Do you think they understand how things go? And, you know... You've got all these bands that people assume are like doing things on a shoestring budget out of their bedroom, and they're on fucking Interscope.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think I don't know the girl in Giant Drag. I don't know her personally, but I think she even said it in the article, like, you know, we're on a label called Kickball or whatever, which is an indie label, which is really Interscope, which is just a way for major labels to sign bands and pay them less money.
Wow.
You know, I thought it was brilliant that she pointed that out. Like, it's...
So sort of like what they say in hip hop, like, you know, if I've heard of you, then you're not underground.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's just a soundbite. It's a catchphrase now.
And I guess I don't. I mean, it's not that we wouldn't want to be associated with that. You don't get much more independent than, you know, recording your own shit and putting it out yourself and all of that. You know, you don't get more independent than that. But I don't know if we fit into that mold necessarily. You know, I don't know if I mean.
Is that what you are though? Technically, right now, an independent band, or are you signed with a label?
Yeah, no, we're completely independent.
And tell me about putting this the CD together.
We did that last fall, and it was supposed to come out on an indie label, and then it didn't. We're actually going to roll some of the songs from that. Well, not from that EP. Actually, we're doing all new recordings. We're going to do our full length now, which we're starting in a few weeks. So the EP that we're playing tracks from was supposed to be the first official release, and then it just kind of got shelved, which happens to bands. So there's a lot of being independent can be a good thing, because you get to put your shit out when you want to, and you don't have to wait for somebody to say it's a good time or they just change their mind and don't do it.
Well, it sucks depending on people that aren't necessarily spending all day thinking about what's best for you.
Right. You know, I heard an interview with the Bare Naked Ladies on NPR last week, and they said, you know, they're doing, you know, obviously they were really successful whenever that was years back, and they're doing their first record on their own. And they're like, you know, they asked what the biggest difference was. And they said, well, we decide when we're done working our record, and we decide when we put it out, and we decide, you know, it's
what
great.
Goes on it. And
I mean, obviously, the thing that's not great is you don't have any money to promote it necessarily. So what do? You got to be kind of creative. But
I imagine they do have the money.
They probably
to promote
have
it.
A little money.
I mean, they had that success by not being independent for a while. They sort of paid their dues or something like that.
And plus, they're a Canadian band, and the Canadian government has a lot of great programs for funding the arts, which. I don't think we really have.
Well, we seem to have less and less and less every year.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in a Canadian band, you can get a budget to make a video from the federal government.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Beautiful. Beautiful,
beautiful
idea.
Crazy.
Lovely
friends
up north.
Where can people get Sabrosapur music now? And is the CD available?
Right now, they can go to our MySpace page and download a couple of tracks. But we actually are not going to release the full length until probably February. So for now, at the shows is the only place to pick it up. So come to a show and you can buy a CD.
And you guys are playing a show Tuesday, right?
Yeah, we're playing Tuesday the 19th at Molly Malone's on Fairfax. With a couple of other great folks, Izzy Cox and the Eskimos, and our friend Janine Zapata, who Jeff actually plays guitar with.
She is definitely a she's don't
a
miss.
She's a must see. She's
I called
fantastic.
It a don't miss. Is it the same thing?
A must see, don't miss. The same thing. Yeah. That's a cool venue, too, Molly Malone's, because you can, like, hang out at the bar and they have that whole other room for the music.
Which is great. So
a lot of places, like, if you're not into the music, there's nowhere you can go.
Yeah, if you don't like the live band, you go in the next room and you can put something great on the jukebox. You know,
And if you want to talk your ass off while somebody's playing a song, you can do it in a separate room versus just just across the room, you know.
Have you guys ever had that experience with, like, an audience that's just not respecting what you're doing up there?
Yeah.
Does that affect the way you play, or do you kind of have to tune it out?
Yeah, no, it's a constant sort of exercise in restraining myself from going crazy.
Will can be a
it's
little
just
combative
fucking disrespectful,
in those situations.
Yeah.
Honestly.
But do you see a lot of the same you see a lot of the same people come to your shows? Is there do you have like a following Sabrosa Per fans?
We have a core group of people that are exceptionally supportive, and at this point we feel bad that they even some of them have, even have to pay a cover charge to see us, because it's like they've been to
they should get a VIP pass.
Yeah, dozens of shows. So
that's actually a great idea. Like a band could put together some sort of program where, you know, like a punch card, like if you come to the band, see the band 10 times, then you get into all, you know, the next 10 shows for free or something.
Wow, let's work on that.
We just thought of that live on the air.
Like a free Subway sandwich, but it's a free Sabrosa Per show.
Awesome.
Track it.
Let's do that.
Let's do another live song.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you got?
This is called It's All Right, and it's actually, I think, the oldest song that we do. This was written before we were actually playing together as a band, and I had forgotten about it and thought it whatever, I don't know, but one day I played it and they really liked it, so now we do it.
Nice. My guest is Sabrosa Per. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, isgoodmusic.com.
So right. So
What's the key to promoting Sabrosa Purr? Is it just playing live as often as you can and getting the word out, or do you guys do, you know, are you active in MySpace or other kinds of promotional things? And how do you handle that? Like, because promoting, you know, kind of sucks. You know,
it's like
it's not performing. You know, so it's
not writing.
It's hard, man. Because you it's not that you're not motivated to do it, but it's hard to do it. And I don't think we really know how to do it. Because if you go and try to pass out flyers, you end up feeling like a dick. You know, nobody
send constant emails to your friends. You feel like you're being intrusive.
Yeah. You know, everything is hard, and like everything, it's weird. I think it is just playing as much as you can, because everything that we've ever tried doesn't seem to work, and all the accidents work. Mm-hmm. You know, like when we were looking for, I mean, we weren't, like, you try to get a manager, you know, your band, like, well, we should get a manager.
Which is basically hiring someone to be a dick on your behalf.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Nice. Our manager will love that. But you know, if you like call a bunch of managers or email them, they don't care. They just think you're an idiot. But you play a show and then somebody's there accidentally and they love you and then they come up to you. So the only way that those happy accidents happen is, I guess, to play a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
just keep your name out there.
It's weird, man, because I don't know what other bands say and I don't know if it works for them, but I haven't figured it out. We did, you know, on MySpace, we were featured in The Booth, the thing that Filter Magazine does for like a week, is like, hey, this is a cool band. And then for like a week, you're just the shit. You know, you've
just
got
flooded with friend requests.
200 pages of friend requests.
Yeah. And we were really diligent
comments
about
out the ass and emails out the ass. And we're responding to every one of them, you know.
We were personally, like, I was staying up, like, you know, we were brewing coffee and staying up late nights. Because every friend request that came in, either Will or myself or Jeff, we would get on there and literally I'd go to every page of the, if somebody wrote me something or wrote us something, I'd go to their page, check out their page and be like, oh, cool, you're from Colorado. I've been there, did this, and then it'd be a very personal email. And the response was amazing. And it blew me away how few bands do that. Like, even, but, you know, but who has the time?
But
you know?
Can't do that. Yeah. It's like you want to, and you don't want to just be like, oh, you like my band, that's cool, and not respond. You want to be like, hey, thanks a lot for fucking listening to our band. But you literally can't do that as much as you want to.
Yeah.
But you know,
but when you do
from,
it, then when you're, you know, when your CD comes out in February, then those guys are actually, you know, whether they're in Colorado and get a chance to see you live or not, they'll
and
probably
like,
buy it.
I'm telling everybody, man, since you know, responded, and you know, and then
somebody from Norway emails you to tell you that you're awesome. When are you coming to Oslo? You're like, wow, that's really cool. I have no idea when we're going to Oslo. That's
we'll
really
make it happen. Can you arrange it? Can we stay with you?
Can we stay with you?
Are you guys gonna do some touring when your CD comes out?
Yeah, we're gonna. I think the target is for the record to be done and out in February, and then touring to follow.
We just got a new touring,
as much as we can possibly do.
We just got a new touring vehicle, courtesy of my dad, Dan Thompson. Just
an old Ford Expedition.
An old Ford Expedition that's been hanging around the old farm.
That's the good thing about being a three-piece is you don't really need a van. You can do it in a really big-ass truck.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're going to rock.
Let's do one more live song before we run out of time. Right, you guys up for it?
Cool. Yeah, cool.
Killing the Aries?
What's this one called?
Killing the Aries.
All right, let's do it. You're listening to Sabrosa Purr on Is Good, killradio.org.
Come on and pay.
My guest has been Sabrosa Purr. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org. You guys are awesome.
Awesome,
thanks for having
Thank
us.
You very much.
Will, tell me, just before we go, I want to know a little bit more about your voice, okay. about singing. I mean, you have to really wail through some of these songs. Yeah. Do you have to train your vocal cords to keep from ruining them, or what's that? How's that work?
No, once I stopped practicing and worrying about it, it got much better. The main thing is that fucks it up is all you kids at home. make sure you drink tons of water. That's the secret. And nerves fucks it up. If you get real nervous, that's when you fuck up.
Oh, so, it's like your throat closes when you're...
Exactly, exactly. So the more you do it, the more confident you get and the better you are. Water's the key, man. Yeah. Water is life.
All right, some healthy advice from Sabrosa
Purr. And, you know, don't get therapy, because if you're a healthy, well-adjusted individual, you're not going to be able to scream like that.
And you'll never write good music.
You need to be a little...
Exactly. Why don't we leave with one last track from the CD or any the other CD?
Whatever. You can either do By the Water from that CD or the song we just played acoustically. You have queued up for the full rock version if you wanted to hear it.
Let's try that. Yeah, that's track 4 and let us see.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So it's Killing the Aries.
All right, you're listening to Is Good.
Was there real quick?
No, I was just going to. It's my brother's birthday. I just want to say happy birthday to my brother.
Happy birthday, Nate.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Colorado. Happy birthday, Nate. Awesome. Check out
Chris Mahonik once again.
Check out isgoodmusic.com. This interview will be available later today. You can download this and any other interview from the past year and a half. So check it out. The band that I had on today, Sabrosa Purr. Go to myspace.com/Sabrosa Purr to get more information on them. And I'll be back next week with another band. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Stick around for an archive of the people who do that after this song.